You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
We'll take a glass together, and we will lift it to the good life.
And as we're lifting it, we will most sincerely say,
we'll take a glass together.
This is Equity One, Broadway's happy hour.
Pour yourself a drink and join us as we chat about life, theater, and everything in between.
I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey. Join us for your Equity One.
Cheers.
Woohoo, cheers.
He's risen.
It's holy. I feel like so fresh and reborn.
We have a really special guest this week. Caleb, do you want to do the honors of announcing our guest?
He's
you know
been
him,
so
you love
hard
him.
To, like, for the past 40 days and last week, he's been so hard to get a hold of.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, superstar.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is here with us today.
In his most glitter form. He really dressed up.
So, if you haven't seen on our social media, Caleb, when I did Jesus Christ Superstar in college, for my opening night gift, he gave me several religious thrift store finds.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a picture of the Last Supper.
Leonardo da Vinci's, classic, standard.
And then he gave me a figurine of Jesus, and he broke off some of the fingers so that he was, like, pointing and going, yes!
So I was like, yes, Jesus.
And then sitting with us at the table today is still here with us, can you believe it?
I know.
From sophomore year of college. Is Sparkle Jesus, Glitter Jesus.
And he's about to be crucified. They're ripping off his robe.
Yeah.
Which I feel like he would have less of a robe at that point.
Yeah, it's a tough day for him.
Yeah. He already has the crown of thorns on his head. I mean, the storyline's kind of obscured in this, like, in most, like, religious deals. Like, you pick which kind of story you like and make that it.
Right.
So the artist of this one kind of picked several aspects of the story, and then I threw some glitter on it and some rhinestones.
Yeah. My favorite part of this, though, is the frame. It's actually, like, really so cute.
It is really cute. I added it was already gold, and then I added
the silver glitter on it.
Yeah.
It's, like, a really nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jesus himself is sitting with us at this table, and we're so honored.
And we are, we're blessed.
Yeah, this is a busy day for him.
Uh-huh. Like, I can't believe we got him to sit down with
us. We got him on Easter.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge deal.
I feel we texted him, we said, hey, get out of the tomb now, girlfriend.
You up?
Great.
Inappropriate. if you haven't guessed already, it's Easter!
Woo! By the time you're listening to this, though, Easter has passed over for all of our Jewish listeners out there.
That's the last thing. That was really good.
It was good?
Yeah. Maybe not.
But we are celebrating Easter, we're celebrating Jesus-themed musicals, we're celebrating candy, we're celebrating spring.
Mama, we're into it. Spring, it is the most beautiful spring day outside right now.
It is.
Like, I wish it would stay, but of course it's gonna snow tomorrow.
Literally, 60 today, 50 tomorrow. 50 below, if you know what
honey,
I mean.
Honey, I'm not talking Feinstein's, honey. Honey.
No, because 54.
Yeah. 54 below.
Yeah, killing me.
Yeah, it's so good. Let me get coasters.
Great. So we're going to first talk about some, like, Easter traditions from our childhood. And I have some great ones. I mean, my childhood was pretty awesome with Easter, I feel like.
Let's hear it.
We always have two different Easter egg hunts. The first one was just our siblings, and they were all, like, plastic. Ones that we'd find, and then inside were, like, dollar bills, honey.
Honey, money.
Or you would get letters. And so sometimes you'd be like, I got all these letters so I can solve the puzzle for everyone. But Ava got $50. Like, literally, there was, like, $20 bills in some of these.
Wow. Yeah.
So then you'd put all the letters out, and then it would spell something, and it would be, like, the royal throne, and you'd be like, yeah, the toilet, duh. And so you'd go to the toilet, and there'd be a thing there, and that would tell you to go somewhere, and then we would find our Easter egg baskets hidden somewhere, like, in a car or something.
That's so fun.
Yeah. My mom's really good at games. I feel like I get that from her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is so fun. So we did a lot of, like, the main Easter egg hunts we did were with my dad's side of the family, because I have the most cousins on that side. So that was a big Easter egg hunt moment at my, like, mama's house. But also the church Easter egg hunt, honey, that was serious. Because there were all these, like, big prizes. And
did they have it in the park across from the church?
They had it in, like, the courtyard of the, they sometimes had it in the courtyard of, like, where the city hall is. But at our church, there's where there's now that, like, big building.
Yeah.
It used to be just an empty lot.
Oh, great.
So they used to, like, put them there. Lots of different places, but you would get, like, you'd, like, they'd have numbers in them, and so you'd want to get, like, number one.
Because then you could pick
so
up.
So that you could pick all the prizes. You could pick up all the prizes that you wanted.
Oh. What, do you remember any of your prizes?
Oh my god, there were some of those, like, huge baskets with, like, toys.
Yeah.
Candy. All of it. Money.
One of my best Easter egg, gifts that I got, Easter, whatever.
Yeah.
There was actually two parts. The two-parter was SimCity.
Wow. Yeah. Totally.
And also, my mom knew that I was gay. All That Jazz. The movie.
Yes.
And, like, I was, like, 15, 16 probably, and All That Jazz is kind of racy. You know,
they have
that Come Fly Away song where everyone's naked and the smoke is going. My mom was probably just like, oh, Fosse. Like, this, he'll love this.
Yeah. Dance.
Yeah.
Our Easter Bunny was pretty consistent. It was, like, our favorite candy, a DVD, and, like,
DVDs were
and,
always
like, ten bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, a solid, like, a very solid, simple Easter moment.
Would you guys ever color Easter eggs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Would you, like, the
dip.
The dipper or whatever. How did you drain them?
You'd have to get a spoon and you always had the wire, so you could get the wire underneath it. Or you'd have to use a spoon. There's always just a little bit of liquid at the bottom of the spoon.
Well, we would always blow them, too. Like, we would do a big hole in the bottom of the egg.
Drain them? Oh, no, we did hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, so
that's what I meant. So I didn't know if you were, like, draining them from, like, the cup.
So we would drain. We would, like, get them so they were just the egg shells.
Delicate.
So we would take the eggs, and then we would, like, we'd poke a big hole in the bottom of the egg and a smaller hole in the top.
And you
like, blow the yolk out the bigger hole. So then you just have, like, just the shell.
But then wouldn't that break if it was outside?
These are more for decorations, though.
Oh. We always, like, had, like, plastic.
We didn't, like, hunt.
We didn't
hunt real eggs.
Oh, see, that was our second part. We had the plastic egg hunt, and then we had a real egg hunt. But that's why, like, eggs always go missing, because the dogs would eat them.
Yeah.
Right. And we'd be like, okay, we had, like, 4 dozen, so, like, and we would, like, count them. Last year, I made a Lady Gaga egg, and it was all rhinestones.
Love that.
And I also did a Marie Antoinette egg.
Why not Marie Antoinette egg?
It's in the past. but, like, we would take a candle, and we would burn the wax on top of it. And so this one was, like, a bloody one. It was, like,
ooh,
you know, just, like, and no egg head.
High art.
Yeah.
I love that.
Marie Antoinette egg.
They're both a little eggy.
Yeah.
It's a yolk. It's a yolk.
I wanted to say something like poach. Like, you're poaching me, but I...
I get it. Your brain's scrambled. I understand.
That was my next one. You're just so runny. Like, all these puns.
They just come easy to me. Easy.
Oh, Reezy, yeah.
Like, yeah, how you want them done.
Yeah. That was a hardball joke. So, we have all of these lovely candies in front of us, so my teeth are just rotting out right now.
I love it. My favorite part of Easter is the candy.
Hey, fucking them. Mm. The best part about this is we're going to review the candies, and then all the candy is going to be half price tomorrow. So mm-hmm. when you go to buy it, you'll know which ones to buy, honey.
Yes. Look, so I have three different Easter candies that are, like, kind of iconic.
Very.
The one that I will say is missing are Peeps. Peeps are iconic, but you don't like Peeps.
I don't like Peeps. They're too, like, they make a large clump in my stomach.
Yeah.
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 Onward. We won't talk about it. Hard to pass, like a...
So, should we start, how should we start? Should we start, like, alphabetically?
Sure.
Okay, so this is one of the more classic Easter Very candies, classic. I would say. We have in front of us Cadbury Cream Eggs.
Mm,
now, did you grow up having these when you were a kid?
No, I don't think so. We were more of, like, an Easter Bunny chocolate, and they were hollow.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah,
Do you eat the ears, or do you go for the feet, or what do you eat first for the Easter Bunny?
A lot of times we didn't do the chocolate bunnies.
Okay. So they're a lot.
I've always been more of a, like, a fruit candy kind of fan, uh-huh. more so than chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the chocolate bunny, right for the ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take it.
Right for the ears.
This is a lovely little star on this. Yeah. Is that the Cadbury symbol?
There was a moment where I was obsessed with Cadbury eggs. Like, once a year specifically, like, was obsessed with them.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. But I haven't had one in a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we take a bite.
Yeah, so cheers.
Cheers. I don't want to eat too much because then I'm just going to, like, I want
right,
to give
it
a taste.
Right, we're going
to
try it, yeah.
So okay. We're going for the top, uh-huh. and the shorter in the tip, you might say.
Mm-hmm, okay. Good consistency in the middle, it's not too melty.
When I went for the top, all of the inside, the cream and the kind of like fell to the bottom, so I'm gonna stick my tongue in this hole and just kind of lick out this cream. Caleb. Like, it kind of reminds me of like a cherry,
like a cordial kind
mm-hmm.
of. Mm-hmm.
Very rich.
It's just delicious and I remember.
Mm-hmm. I like hollow. I know you're not getting as much chocolate, but I like hollow chocolates more than like full uh-huh. chocolates for some reason.
Yeah. This is very rich. I can't finish it.
No. I mean, I might save it for later.
I'm like, but I think it's just like, it's pretty much just like syrup.
Just liquid sugar.
This liquid sugar inside the chocolate. It's delicious.
Very dig it.
It's a classic, you know what I mean? You can't like, sometimes you don't mess with, you know?
Next we have, do you want to go to a fruity or do you want to do another chocolate?
Let's do this one.
Okay. So next we have a milk chocolate Reese's peanut butter egg.
I love these so much.
Candy peanut butter, I'm like such a Debbie Downer.
Interesting.
It's not my favorite.
Well, this is problematic because the reason I love the Reese's egg is because there's more peanut butter
mm-hmm.
in these than there are in just a normal Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
Not as beautiful of an egg.
No. I wouldn't call this an egg shape. I'd call it more of like a dove bar.
Just
you know,
an
like
oval.
A deal. Yeah. Oh, but like, smell that peanut butter. Like,
I know. I love it. You're dreading it.
Okay. This is very melty. It melts. This one melts quicker than the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Taking a bite of this tip one again.
Mm-hmm. Very soft.
Very soft.
Mmm.
But when I eat a Reese's cup, I'm always like, damn, I love this, even though I hate it.
Are you getting that with this egg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. I love Reese's peanut butter so much. I wish I could just buy it.
Mm. Not too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting kind of... I don't like how grainy it feels.
See, I love that. And usually I like creamy peanut butter, but...
Well, I love crunchy peanut butter.
I've been getting into more of, like, cashew butter and almond butter.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they're creamy, they still kind of have that, like, this, like, grainy texture.
Do you want the rest of
them? Which is good. No, I don't. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm gonna wash this down with some of this gold monkey beer. What is
Golden
this?
Monkey. Victory Golden Monkey.
It kind of tastes like that Delirium beer with the pink elephant on it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hypno beer? I forget. It has a very rich flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're moving on to one of my favorite Easter candies.
This is, I think, my favorite Easter candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to you earlier, this has kind of become the iconic Easter candy, I think, of our generation.
I would totally agree.
You know them. You love them. We're talking about Starburst motherfucking jelly beans.
A fucking man.
The
Jesus Christ.
Best.
He is like, he says, I agree.
He's right here.
He said, I created them.
He agrees. Thank you so much.
He's like, please. Like,
they are so good. I mean, we've already been just eating handfuls of them.
So now we're going to, what are these colors? So is purple like grape?
So purple is grape. Oh, let me get
the packaging.
Yeah.
I love on like candies when they put the name on it and they're so tiny. What I really love, we're just talking about candy right now, is Swedish Fish. If you pull it, it says Swedish on it.
Shut up, I did not know that.
Yeah, so next time you eat a Swedish Fish, I like to always pull them so you can really read the Swedish.
Okay, so the flavors on the original, now we're talking original, we're not talking about tropical or sour or any other varieties, which if those are for you, great. The original, we have cherry.
Great, let's try that one right now.
Which is the red.
Solid, classic.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
We have orange.
Let me find that one.
Which is really good.
Yeah. Orange is probably my least favorite.
Mm-hmm. They're very orangey. It's very orangey, though.
Yeah.
I like the orange Starbursts.
Oh, no. I think I like...
No. And then we have strawberry, which is the pink.
See, I love all pink flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even when they're watermelon.
I don't love watermelon.
Oh, I do.
And then we have lemon.
Oh, I love a lemon.
Mm-hmm. So, so good.
Refreshing and zesty.
That literally tastes like the Starburst.
Mm-hmm.
We got green apple. My favorite.
I wish it was like a lime.
Mm.
I'm so picky.
I love green apple. You are very picky.
But green apple is good. That one actually tastes like a green apple. Like,
yeah, delicious.
Candy green apple. But.
And then we got grape. Dark purple.
Sometimes tastes like medicine.
Mm-hmm. But my favorite thing is to just get a handful of all different flavors and then just shove it in and eat. Now, so I got the classic ones, but there was one variety that was very intriguing. Ooh. And because you were coming over, I knew that this was the one that I should get.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all red, pink
my
one.
Favorite, yeah.
So it's cherry, strawberry, and watermelon.
How do we... There's a dark one. Obviously, that's like...
Mm-hmm. So why don't you try... Let's try all three.
Wow, I think the dark one might be...
Cherry?
No, strawberry. You said strawberry?
Strawberry, cherry, and watermelon.
I can't, like... There's two light ones. Yeah, those are three dumb ones. Yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying the lightest pink one right now. I think it's just strawberry. Mm-hmm. That's the strawberry for
my
sure.
My palate's all a mess. Like.
Mm-hmm. Let me do a cleanse. That actually might be the watermelon.
I think that was watermelon. That dark one tasted like strawberry to me.
Really?
But that's so weird. Like, why would they have the cherry over there be the darkest and this one be... I honestly can't tell anymore.
I feel like the middle one, I don't like. I think that's watermelon. Oh. The medium red is the watermelon, I think. Yeah, and then that's the classic cherry, the dark red. But very good.
Yeah.
And I know that you love the red and pinks.
I do. There's solid childhood flavors, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
I'm comforted by them.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I feel that.
So that is our candy review.
What's your favorite?
Oh... I'm going to have to stick with the jelly beans. But I like the multicolor ones more, I feel like.
I think I do, too.
Like I said, too much of a good thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I will try and finish this Cadbury egg because it's classic.
You cannot beat the Starburst jelly beans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're just the ultimate. So, if you want to sponsor us.
Hey, Starburst jelly beans.
Please do. Oh, my God. I would love to just have a never-ending supply.
Your teeth would be rotted.
Bye. Happily, I'll get dentures.
Mm-hmm. I use denture cleans to clean my mouth guard.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a whole stack of them in my...
Yeah, they're little tablets. They look like little, like, baby condoms. Like, little teeny condoms.
It's fun, because I feel like an old man.
Yeah, I know. I always wanted to, like, my grandpa would take his dentures out, so I was like, oh, I want to have dentures.
Yeah, it's so cool, but also so weird.
Just fake teeth.
Yeah, so obviously Starburst jelly beans... We're the winners, the clear.
Obviously.
The clear champion.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's move.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Forward, I guess. We'll go. Move to March Madness.
Quick.
It's Easter. And so I thought I'd do like a little like Jesus church themed merch madness. So today, here's what I got. I have my shirt from Sister Act, the musical. So this is a different kind of show shirt because it's a V-neck.
Yeah, show shirts. About to say, yeah.
Show shirts are very rarely V-necks. I feel like a lot of women's show shirts are like a deep V.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But rarely do they sell, like, unisex V-necks.
It was a fad back then.
Mm-hmm.
2011.
It really was in, like, 2011. It's a light blue shirt, and it has the Sister Act logo. It says, like, Gloriously Broadway, Sister Act the Musical.
And it's shiny.
It is shiny. My complaint with the shirt is that it hasn't held up very well. Like, the shine has gone away, really, except for on, like,
lackluster, you might say.
Like you see how bright the S is?
Yeah. Because a lot of the other artwork for Sister Act was, like, bright red, like, glitter.
Bright red, yeah. Like, really intense. So that's my complaint with this one. But I like the shirt. It's very comfortable. This is one of my go-to, like around-the-house shirts.
Right, yeah.
You know, it has a loose fit.
It breathes.
It breathes. Yeah, and that V-neck, I just rarely wear.
I don't wear them anymore.
Anymore, but I used to wear the shit out of a V-neck all the time. Honey,
I remember when V-necks used to be...
tell me.
They were too gay for me at one point because I couldn't wear them in high school. But then when I got to college, yes, Jesus.
Yes, V.
V's across V-neck. The board. Yeah, V-neck.
Then I have my Godspell shirt.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Which, you have this shirt.
I do. It's actually Sydney's.
You did have this shirt.
I think I still have it. I don't
know. Okay. Oh, you stole Sydney's.
I stole Sydney's.
Or something happened like that.
Somehow it got into my possession and I've kept it.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
Yeah.
This is a cool shirt because, again, it's like I like when shirts don't necessarily look like a show shirt. They kind of have like an interesting perspective. So on this one, this is from the most recent revival. You have your classic Godspell, like, Jesus kind of
the classic, like, image. The old original, yeah,
the original, but it's on it, it's like an all over print on the front in black and gray with a red cheek. You got Godspell New York City. Oh, it says New York, a beautiful city.
Oh yeah, that new,
yeah. So like, I gotta say, really solid work, Godspell, on designing this shirt. It's visually interesting, it's fun, the fit is great, and this is the clear winner
obviously
of this week's Merch Madness.
I love that one, too.
Yeah, and 5 out of 5, ace.
Totally.
And yes.
Yes! Going back to that revival, I love that revival.
So good. I remember seeing that revival on spring break, and just, like, it was such a fucking party.
Yeah. And she had those sunglasses on during Turnbuckle Old Man. Oh my God. Underneath those sunglasses were a second pair of sunglasses, and I lost my
shit.
It
was, and it was such the jam.
And there was like communion during intermission.
It was so good.
So yeah, great. And I love Sister Act. I like Act 2 of Sister Act more than Act 1. There's a lot of exposition to get through.
I definitely don't have a bootleg of Sister Act, and it definitely wasn't our favorite thing to watch sophomore year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because patina, obviously.
Yeah, we definitely didn't watch it every other day.
It wasn't fabulous.
Mm-mm, baby.
Mm-hmm. Onward to my movie moment.
We haven't had one in a while.
We haven't.
Kayla's movie moment!
They're like, it's hard to keep it into, like, without chopping it up, you know what I mean?
I mean, you have so many movie moments.
I do. So recently I've been reading books and seeing the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read A Wrinkle in Time.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. God awful.
The book?
Yes. It was just one of the, I guess it's just meant for, you know, like, middle school kids, because mm-hmm. it took me a while to get through that 12-chapter book. It took me about, like, 2 weeks, maybe. But saw the movie,
mm-hmm.
and it was probably worse. I think they were, like, thinking that, like, the visual effects were just going to get them through, or, like, having, mm-hmm. like, Oprah and those other two women.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't do it for me.
Hmm.
So, sadly, A Wrinkle in Time is one of the lower sides of movies that I've seen lately.
Ugh.
But I did read Ready Player One, which is my second book. Love the book Ready Player One. Mm-hmm. I would suggest reading that one mm-hmm. and go through it. In the same, you can really bust that one out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing that one tonight, so I will give you a review on Ready Player One. I am worried because the previews have shown things that weren't in the book, and someone else said the only thing that the movie hasn't come with the book is the title. So, if that's good or bad, you know.
I've heard the movie is spectacular.
Okay.
I've only heard great things about it.
I haven't read any, like, acclaimed review. Like, I've read opinions, but no reviews. So, I'm trying to think what other... Oh, but... and then the last movie, I have not read the book, but I want to. One of my favorite movies so far of the spring, Love, Simon.
Oh, sure.
Great movie. Cried in it. The soundtrack is very amazing.
Okay.
And that's on Spotify.
I love that.
Or iTunes, wherever
you're... I love when you, like, see a movie and then, like, immediately you're like, I need the soundtrack. I remember when I saw Slumdog Millionaire.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that music is so good. Yeah. I was like, and I like went immediately to Barnes & Noble and bought the soundtrack.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah. So those are my quick and dirty movies and books moment.
So, Wrinkle in Time, not so great?
Not so good.
Interesting. What I do know about Wrinkle in Time is not much, but they were doing like these promotions with a lot of these drag race queens. Where they would, like, do Wrinkle in Time-inspired looks.
Yeah.
And those were all really cool.
Well, I can see, like, the costume, like, it was, like, avant-garde and, like, you know, like, oh, we have rhinestone eyebrows.
Yeah.
Which is, like, fierce, but then, like, that can only take you so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we also see that every Thursday on VH1.
Exactly. Like, I'm, like, honey, let's get these looks together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is her name? Elle Woods.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
What about her?
She's in A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. And then the woman from The Office. I'm so bad at names.
Oh.
Mimi? Kimmy? No.
Is it Ellie Kemper? Is she in it? Or the Jenna Fisher?
Ellie Kemper. She's
Ellie
Indian?
Kemper is... Oh, no. Mindy Kaling.
Mindy. Yeah. The Mindy Project, right?
Yeah. Oh, Mindy Kaling is in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Ladies.
Yeah, I love that. I love a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a black director did that.
Yeah, it was an all-women team. Yeah, yeah.
A women team. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And did very well at the box office, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This egg has melted.
Yeah, well, it's right in the sunlight on this beautiful spring day.
Slide it. I'm going to
just get it in there.
Yeah.
Slide it. Well, that's all I have on this Easter Sunday. Caleb, I need to, like... break bread and get ready for Jesus Christ Superstar Live tonight.
No, I'm very excited for that. They're filming out in Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm gagged. I'm, like, so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Bareilles is gonna sound so good.
Someone released a bootleg of her singing or something.
I'm trying not to hear anything. I want to, like, see it fresh tonight, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We will be praising. Let's go. Everyone go outside and get some sun while you can.
Yes. Enjoy this weather.
Day.
Yes.
You can find the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Equity One Podcast and on Twitter at Equity1_. And please send us a fucking email with your favorite candy, your favorite Jesus musical. Did we miss one today? I don't know.
Let us know.
Let us know. And that is equity1podcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And If you're liking what you're listening to, please subscribe on iTunes and give us a rating and a review. It helps other people find the podcast, and it lets us know what you think. So you can do that review on iTunes. We'd really, really appreciate it. Caleb, where can they find you?
Caleb Dickey on everything.
All right, and I'm Elliot Maddox on everything. Until next time.
Cheers. Cheers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my change.
Miss Vanjie.
Miss
Vanjie.
Yes.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.